The Little Prince. Chapter 4. Asteroid. Part 2. If you tell the adults, "I saw a beautiful red house with beautiful flowers in the windows and birds on the roof," they can't imagine the house. You have to tell them, "I saw a house that costs $100,000. Then they can say, "It's a pretty house." Then they can say, "It's a pretty house." So if you tell the adults, "The little prince existed because he was nice, he laughed, and he wanted a sheep," this information won't help them. They'll shake their heads and they'll think that you live in a dream. But if you tell them, "The planet he came from is asteroid B612, then they'll believe you, and they won't ask you any questions. Adults are like that. We shouldn't blame them. Children have to be very patient when they speak to adults. But, of course, we who understand life, we don't care about numbers. We like to tell a story like a fairy tale. We like to say, "Once upon a time, there was a little prince who lived on a planet a little bigger than himself and who needed a friend." For those who understand life, it would sound much better.